Hello, I am Anderson Cowan, and I have got a movie to make, and this is I Have Got a Movie to Make, week 104 of 116 weeks, and I'm at the end of a very lonely week, but loneliness in this case is great. It was good. I was able to actually bear down and do work, and it was weird. There was an adjustment period, because I kept like... I'd get lost in something that I was doing, and then I start to get up, and then I'm like, "What? You don't have to get up. He's gone." Even though I still have to get up to do some things for the wife, I'm not completely home alone, which is fine. It's good, but so there are still interruptions here and there, and there's a lot of, you know, like hiccups, and I had a dog who got sick, and there was vets, and my mom came today, kind of unexpected. So that was, you know, I had everything mapped out. It's weird because, like, growing up in school, like, I was always told that I was lazy by teachers and whatnot, just because I hated doing homework and schoolwork. But I was never like idle hands. I was never just sitting around watching TV. And my dad used to yell at me, told me I half-assed everything, just because, I mean, I didn't, you know, like to do the man's chores that he wanted me to do. But I, you know, in older age, I realized that I'm anything but lazy. I'm constantly doing something. And sometimes maybe it's not the most efficient time spent, but I'm always doing something. And I was so excited, and part of this, I'm sure, is psychologically, I was trying to distract myself from the fact that my little buddy was going to be gone, you know, for the better part of every day, 5 days a week, you know, just starting this week, because it's there. I knew that there was going to be an adjustment period, and I was throwing myself into keeping myself extra busy for at least the first week. And oh boy, did I. Yeah. So I didn't quite make my 8-hour target for Movie for Vengeance. I did 6.5 hours of solid work. There was more work that came up on the old documentary that I'm working on, that I'm actually getting paid to help put bread on the table. So I got to do that. And did an after disaster in the middle of the day out of Ty Ty's place, which is work, you know. So there were some work things that got in the way of the movie, but all good stuff. So no complaints here. And those 6.5 hours, I'm logging everything. I'm being a little bit of a maniac. I'm not sure if it's going to help me with it. I think it is. I should know where my time is being spent. I can tell you, I have it broken down into let me see. When I say broken down, like what I need to be doing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different projects, and that doesn't count the After Disaster or the Film Vault, which are my two main money makers right now. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other things that I'm giving quality time to each week now that I actually can, for the first time since March of 2020. And I've only had 6 months since the boy was born where I was able to do that. I did make a movie, a feature film, after he was born, but the wife had like 6 months before she went back to school. So, all right, all that aside, very, very happy to be able to actually use my brain. And I can already tell a difference. As much as I love hanging out with my little buddy, my 4-year-old little buddy, I could already tell that my brain is working a little bit better, and I'm better at speaking with people. I noticed it on both the shows this week. I noticed it in conversations with my wife. I'm not searching for words as much. So where are we? We are here. I have done a lot of research, and it's quite apparent that the last thing that I have really spent significant time researching, as far as the filmmaking process as a whole, is the investorship side of things, the raising of money. Now, I did a successful campaign to raise the money for Groupers. As many of you know, many of you who are listening to this probably were a part of that campaign. And I think somewhere in my head, I was feeling pretty good about that. Like, hey, I know how to do it, and I've done it, and just look at this, and look at me. But that was anything but traditional. And I also thought that things would present themselves after making a feature film that did some business and opened some doors. But that's not the case. I'm not going, oh, poor me, at all. I know there's plenty of people. I'm listening to a podcast right now, somebody who won Sundance, and they didn't get any kind of phone calls or doors open to them. So I'm not, I, what I'm saying is there's one final frontier as far as I'm concerned involving the filmmaking process, and that is raising the funds. And once I learn this, I will know everything there is to know about the film business. That's absolutely untrue. I will never, ever know a fraction of what there is to know. And really, nobody really knows nothing. Nobody knows nothing is kind of what I learn along the way. But the film money raising part of it is, as you might imagine, it's involved. It's very involved. And I am not taking it lightly. I am throwing myself into it head first and taking courses on it, reading every article I can find. I'm putting together business plans along with budgets, and there's a lot. And I guess I will, as dull and as tedious as that might sound, I think I'm going to be giving you updates on how that goes week in, week out. And I have some ideas of this feed and where I want to be and how this feed might morph into something more significant. Because I don't want to just, like, you know, get to the place where I can hopefully make this thing and then say, all right, thanks. I would like to evolve this into a weekly thing all the way through the process until the movie is actually released. So I've got a movie to make. It's going to end after 116 weeks. Because I struck that deal with my wife, it doesn't mean that I have to have everything done and wrapped up or be making, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars as a filmmaker to continue this path. I do have to have certain things wrapped up and buttoned up. And I guess the point is, I'm on the right track, and it feels right and it feels good. And a large part of me has, you know, and I've been doing this for 104 weeks now into this microphone, and going back to, you know, when I started this, I forget, but I started this before Groupers was, like, you know, had a distributor, and there was all that, like, there's the signing with the distributor, and right, yeah, and this has been going on for a long time now. And I was very afraid of the business side, and it comes from arrogance, and it comes from fear as well of not so much not being able to figure it out, because I think I can figure it. It's not like a matter of figuring out. That's just a matter of time spent and learning the rules and regulations. I'm learning all about law and why you can all of a sudden do things that you couldn't do since the stock market crash of the Great Depression. I mean, a bunch of rules and regulations went into effect way back then because so many people lost their shirts to scammers, and they really wanted to make sure they protected the American investor, the American people, moving forward. And some of those have been eased because of gig economy and because of the new way that people raise funds and spend money and invest in things. So I'm learning all sorts of really interesting stuff, which I'll try and figure out an interesting way to relay it to you guys as I move along here. But back to the arrogance, yes, I thought that I would find somebody who would be like almost my knight in shining armor who knows how to do all the finance stuff. I always thought I would find, since before film school, I always thought, just focus on the story, just focus on the art, man, and the rest will come. And that's just not, I've pontificated about that before on this feed. That's just not a smart way to go about things. Plus, like, the more you know about every angle, the more powerful you are in being able to get done what you want to get done. It's the more powerful is not the right word, but the more apt you are, the more adept you are. It's smart to know all angles, including the business side. So I also was concerned that learning or thinking about financing, and I've talked about this before when I was going back to the marketing and all that, and when I came up with the idea for another script that I haven't even written, but I've written 50 pages of, and I got the treatment and everything, and I allowed myself to just imagine what would be the best movie that I can make that could sell. And I was thinking about sales before even writing the script, and that's where I dreamt up this idea, which I absolutely love. I'm shocked by this, but absolutely love it. And that's a whole nother script. It's another project, plenty of projects, but I'm not focusing on that one. I'm focusing on a movie for vengeance with Ben and Dexter and all of their help and their team. And back to what I was saying is I was concerned, worried, much like a comic is concerned that if they stop being angry or if they find happiness or contentment, that they will no longer be funny. And I don't, or like the artist who thinks if they stop abusing alcohol or drugs, they will no longer be able to create. And I've found, you know, I'm a bit of a gray beard now, I guess approaching the back nine at the very least. And I can tell you that's not true from my own experience. Like, the happier I am, the more creative I can be. So, and I was really afraid that if I started thinking about, like, well, what sells, what doesn't, I would start thinking that way. And that's not giving myself enough credit, because I'm not the type of person who's going to write a story just because I think there will be an audience for it. I feel like I can market just about anything, about any idea I come up with. I could find an angle where I could market it, so I could reverse engineer it if need be. Well, actually, reverse engineering it is the way that I don't like that too many moves are made, where they figure out what the audience, or they think they know what the audience wants to see, and then they make something for them. And that's how radio works too. Like, they think that they know what people want to listen to in their car, so they feed them that. But I mean, truth be told, nobody really knows. They don't know. So I'm not. That's no longer a barrier. And whether I was rationalizing as to putting off, not learning the investment side of things, the money raising things, guys, I never had a talking to about money or finances, like many of us didn't growing up. Like, none of it really, was imparted at school, or you know, I'm still paying off student loans. I can't tell you how much interest I've paid in my life. I didn't have the education, and that along with a few other things are changing as of like now, like over the last 6 months or so. I've really decided to try and turn that around, and that involves making movies and knowing what it goes into, not just the creative process or raising funds with an audience and friends and family, which is what I did with Groupers. No, it's about making opportunities for would-be investors who are looking for ROI, to give them the opportunity to seek shelter in your company. I don't know if shelter, not shelter, but you know what I'm saying, to do business with you. And so I got 8 weeks ahead of me of Atticus in school. It's now down to 7. And I'm that's 7 weeks we'll be putting together business plan and a plan of attack. And this involves rewrites as well and rebudgeting. And by no means am I starting from the ground up, but 7 weeks from now is when the platform should launch. That's if that, so by week 111 of 116 weeks, that's when what is needed to as far as the green light mark goes, what kind of funds need to be raised and how I'm going about it, and all of that will be ready to present by the 7 week mark, by the time he finishes with his summer camp routine. And then he has a 4 day weekend at the end of August, and then he smoothly transitions into kindergarten. And those are different hours, but I'm still going to have half days to work on this as well as the other 6 projects, not including the After Disaster and Film Vault. But woo, it's exciting. It is exciting. I'm actually like I said, when I was doing it with the distributors and trying to sell Groupers, you know, I had to learn all of that on the fly, and I found some of it sickening, like I thought I would, and a lot of it was really exciting and eye-opening, and it's really going to help in this next phase of learning all about raising money. Because I mean, my idea of raising some initial capital was a decent idea, but I have since learned there's much, much more beneficial, smarter ways to go about it. So, all right, that's where we're at. Thanks for listening. As I record this on my new microphone, I hope it sounds okay. I had to get a new one because I took the old setup that I used for the Film Vault back over to Brian's, where we record the Film Vault weekly, and I no longer have access to my my gear for that program. The peas do pop. You can hear them popping. But what's funny and ironic is I'm sitting in my garage doing this, and I can see that my backyard neighbor. It's weird because you always know your front yard neighbors on your left and your right because you're out front and you see them. Like, hey, how are you? Like, I know them well. But my backyard neighbor, who I share more like common wall with than either one of my side neighbors, I don't know them at all. I hear them all the time. I share a lot of wall with them. Atticus peers through the gate, the fence, and there's cracks, and he can see them clearly, and he talks, and I go, oh, dude, what are you doing? Stop staring at them. But look, Daddy, they have the same fish as we do. That's great. Stop staring in the backyard. It's rude. those people, I don't know them though, because I'm never out front to meet them. I don't do that thing from like Tool time where Wilson, was that his name, where he looks over the wall, hey, how are you? So I've never really spoken to them, but I can tell you this, they're shooting a movie in the backyard right now. I can see the lights up, and God only knows. And of course my mind goes, oh, that's probably some kind of student film, or it's probably some short, you know, I immediately get like threatened by it. It's so stupid. So dumb. There are movies everywhere, all around me, all the time. Living here in Southern California, especially the Valley, like just dropping Atticus off at his little day camp today, summer camp. I saw two movie productions on my way to drop him off. I got to tell you, every time I see a movie production, even a small production like the student film that they're making in my shared wall, on the other side of my shared wall, my backyard that I'm staring at right now, I get real, real jealous. I really, really wish, because that's the honey. That's the part that is so much fun and so creative. And that's the part that you work for literally months, sometimes years, like I'm proving with this, to get to. So you can just be making it, actually creating it, actually working with other talented people all in one space, all in one project together. And when I pass these things on a regular basis out here, I'm just like, I bet they don't have any idea just how lucky they are. Do they? All right. Thanks for listening. Talk to you at 105.